Some customers do their work at the cafe. A newspaper correspondent uses a rear table as an office, meeting people to be interviewed and writing his dispatches. A French author wrote several books there. The cafe's clientele has included a brilliant galaxy of the world's great and famous. Guy de Maupassant, Émile Zola, and Oscar Wilde were steady customers. Enrico Caruso, an amateur artist, made sketches on napkins, which promptly became collector's items for the waiters. Adolphe Manjou used to be a familiar sight with his red carnation. Marlene Dietrich causes a traffic jam whenever she arrives. Waiter traffic from service bars and kitchen has to be rerouted. On a European trip several years ago, former United States President Harry Truman made a beeline for the cafe, which he had first known as a young artillery captain on leave during World War I. From the time of its founding in 1867, the cafe has provided a vantage point from which to observe history in the making. It was in business at the time of the Siege of Paris during the Franco-Prussian War. The strangest military movement of World War I rolled before its doors in September 1914, when wheezy little Paris taxis were commandeered to rush reinforcements to the front, only 40 kilometers away, where French lines were about to break under German pressure. Incidentally, the taxi drivers kept their flags down, collecting from the government when they returned. 4 years later, from the windows of a private dining room, French Premier Georges Clemenceau witnessed the wild armistice celebration.